It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Royals back in action tonight at 7:08. Vern's on deck show at 6 p.m. on this very station. Don't forget.
12 hours from now.
It'll go by fast.
It will. I'm ready to play right now.
Don't forget, yesterday we loved seeing a lot of you. Loved seeing a lot of you yesterday coming out and collecting T-shirts from us at 7000 Squibb Road. That was our time to shine as a show. Today it is Cody and Gold. They will be out there today at 2 p.m. 7000 Squibb Road, 96.5 The Fan is giving away 100 playoff-themed T-shirts in our station parking lot. Thanks to our friends at DM Injury Law. Maybe Carrington can help them out.
Maybe, yeah.
Pick up the weight, Carrington.
Uh-huh.
Just kidding. Love the guy. Kind of kidding. But no, good to see all those people that came out yesterday. Good to see my buddy Adam come out, collect a T-shirt. Good to see all you other guys come out. Also good to see some people last night at the K out in right field. We'll be out there again tonight, so feel free to come out and say hi. It was a very, very beautiful night for baseball.
Great night last night, man. Perfect night.
Yeah.
Is tonight going to be that way too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm gonna put my neck on the line here, and I'm okay doing it. I got thick neck, three C's. I told you all on September, whatever it was, 9th, that the Royals would 100% be in the playoffs. I'm telling you today, on October 10th, 2024, the Royals will win tonight.
We'll see. Yeah, they got a great opportunity to do so.
We won't see. We know.
Yeah.
The Royals will win tonight.
We'll see.
Stop doing that.
Are they going to walk nine guys again?
I don't like you right now.
I'll play devil's advocate on this one. Are they going to walk nine guys again?
The Royals are going to win tonight.
Okay.
I was in that.
I hope they do.
I was in that locker room last night. I saw their faces. I saw their demeanor. That was not a team that is defeated. This is Chris Bubich after the game.
Yeah, it was more so the count than the pitch. I thought the pitch was pretty good, but to fall behind the count there, the guys swung the bat pretty well. This game and the series, you know, can't happen, especially late in game, tight game. You know, that's kind of the theme of the whole inning, just falling behind in counts. And, you know, put a good swing on a good pitch and tip your cap there. But like I said, just got to be in better counts there and, you know, stay on it from the jump.
You were trying to go down and in with the slider in that moment?
You know, ideally, you want to throw your best slider. And that's usually where my best slider ends up. But like I said, behind the count, I'd already thrown him one previously behind the count, so he saw it earlier in the sequence. But yeah, just 3-1 to a guy swinging the bat well, you know, just get ahead of the count.
You kind of settled into your role there, just set up for Hrsic. You know, going into tomorrow, you know, called upon again, you know, what gives you the confidence that you and the rest of the bullpen can make sure you guys make those pitches and keep the series alive?
Yeah, you know. Everybody down there is ready to go at all times, and you know we've thrown the ball pretty well as a group. You know, not just this postseason, but just even the last few weeks of the regular season. But you know, personally, I'll be ready tomorrow to go again, and you know, I know everybody down there will be ready when their number's called.
This is why I think they're going to win. They have short-term memory. Like, they lost that first game against New York. How did they lose? Jazz Chisholm got called safe when he was clearly out. They did not let it affect him. They came back the next time and won.
And won the game, yeah.
They lost last night on a home run by Stanton. He was the better player. He was the best player on the field last night.
He was unbelievable. I would walk him every time he comes up now.
Yeah, nobody else can hit. And That was what it was. And Bubich owned that. Bubich stood there. He stared every single media member in the eyes and said, I made a bad pitch. I got behind the count. How can you prevent that from happening again? Don't get behind in the count.
And I thought he said he made a good pitch there at the beginning of that. And I was going to say, Stanton thought it was a good pitch.
Yeah. No, yeah, he threw him a slider. He was down. He was up 3-0. Then he threw him a slider, and Stanton spit on it and said, okay, if I see it again, I'm going to hit it. He saw it again, and it was a way. It was a good pitch that he ended up hitting out of the ballpark. A moonshot, like, yeah, 415 feet. And this team, look, it's like what Bobby said. It's like what those shirts say. We didn't come all this way to get this far and, you know, whatever. And they're literally, they're two plays away from getting swept. And I know that you can say, oh,
they're also like two plays away from sweeping too, though, you know.
Are they?
I mean, I don't
know.
The two
plays are they away from
the
sweeping?
Jazz Chisholm play, you know, if he's called the right way out at first base, they win, or at second base, they probably win that game.
Are you talking about the Royals?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Oh, the Royals are two plays.
I thought you were saying the Yankees are two plays away from sweeping.
No, okay. The Royals are two plays away from getting this series to be a sweep.
Yeah.
Chisholm gets called out. I think they win that game. Bubich doesn't get that home run to Giancarlo Stanton.
Or Volpe doesn't make that play on Vinny.
They win. And I know you can say wish in one hand and crap in the other and see which one fills up first.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. This is a team that lost four games five games in a seven-game series in the regular season, and four of those games were blowouts.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different team right now, and they're two plays away from this being a sweep. They win tonight, which they will. They'll go to New York and they'll beat New York because they won't be able to beat Cole Reagans because Cole Reagans wants the ball one more time.
And that right there is though playoff baseball, right? Like, you are two plays away. The margins in the postseason are so thin, and that's why you can't make those mistakes. That's why we sit on every single pitch, every single out, and you're keeping a track. Okay, 27, 26, 25. All right, 24 outs to go. I mean, we were even talking in the crowd last night. It's a two-inning game. It's a one-inning game. All you got to do is win that one inning. When that game got tied at two, it became a three-inning baseball game. Then it became a two-inning baseball game, and then Stanton hit the home run, and then you have the opportunity to make it a one-inning game and see what you can do and try to get that run back. But that's postseason baseball. I think if you talk to just about every team that has been knocked out, they will say one pitch here, two pitches there. Like, I'm looking up at the TV right now. They're talking about that Phillies-Mets game last night. I mean, you don't serve up a grand slam to Francisco Lindor. Philadelphia is probably talking about, okay, we're going back to Philadelphia for game five, you know, of that series, and then it becomes an elimination game in Philadelphia. So that's where it is in the playoffs, though. That's why professional sports is so important to be perfect at, because if you're not, the other team, especially in the playoffs, is going to take advantage of it. That's where the Chiefs have thrived so much in the postseason, mm-hmm, by taking advantage of the mistakes that the other teams have made, or taking advantage of the opportunities that other teams have presented them. They have capitalized on almost every single opportunity given to them. They have a knack for winning. It is their DNA. The Royals still need to show that. And that's the difference for me between the Chiefs and the Royals. The Chiefs, I know, are going to win games. I just know they're going to win games. How they're going to do it, it's going to be interesting to see. They're going to win their games. The Royals right now have not reached that level yet for me where I'm confident to say, oh, they're going to win that baseball game, because I've seen this before. If this is 2 years from now in 2026, and we had this year and next year, and we saw how this has all progressed and they're winning games, then you feel that confidence going in. Mm-hmm. They still have to go out there and do those little things tonight and not let those little things beat them. And by those little things, it's simple. It's walking. It's better pitch selection. They're playing great defense. For the most part, they're getting really good pitching. They're finding ways out of it. They just have to take that to the next level. And sometimes that's the inexperience that comes through. But by no means does this, you know, ruin the season if they don't win tonight. It's still a hell of a season, and everybody should be optimistic and focused on the future and excited about the future. But if you don't do those little things, the margins are so slim, as we're seeing in the postseason, it's hard to recover from those little tiny mistakes that you make. And then you go back and go, man, this play here, that play there, that play there. Yeah, that does determine a postseason series. So I'm wearing my Ibanez jersey tonight for a reason out to the game, which last night I had the Wakamatsu jersey on, a homage to the 2014-2015 team. The Ibanez jersey for me tonight is the jersey because he was the guy that got this thing moving in the right direction in 2014 and then obviously carrying over to 2015. When they brought him come in here, he told that team, you're not dead. You're good. Everybody in this league fears you. So the Ibanez jersey is getting worn tonight for that reason. I'm channeling my inner Raul Ibanez when I'm in that crowd tonight because he said it wasn't over in 14, and they responded, and they believed in Raul Ibanez, and he was that veteran guy. Raul will be there in spirit tonight telling this team, hey, you're not done yet. Do those little things. But if you don't do those little things, then you will be done. Just go out there and play a clean game of baseball, and you'll have an opportunity to win this thing.
I mean, look, pressure, Gerrit Cole, game five. And the other thing, too, is baseball is full of statistics. 72% is this percentage of teams that win game three to go on to win the series. 72. Mm-hmm. You think that number would be like 87, 88, 89? It's 72. Okay.
45 of 62 times the team that wins game three goes on to win that series. There's a big chance that they don't win that series tonight.
And if they don't win tonight, they're really screwed.
Real quick, I know we got to run, but like if it gets tooth and nail, are you thinking about bringing Cole Reagans in at all tonight?
Everybody's available. Everybody's available.
That's kind of how I feel.
Bases loaded, one out in the sixth inning. Lucas Irsig's available.
Yeah, you got to go to Irsig early.
Seth Lugo's
yeah.
available. I don't care if he pitched last night. He's available.
Somebody said to me last night, because I said, maybe we should bring Irsig in this situation. I think it was like the fifth inning when the Yankees had the rally going and they brought in Singer. I go, I'd bring in Irsig here. And somebody said to me, they go, what would you do to close the game out? I said, well, if you don't get out here, you're not going to worry about closing out the game. So, yeah, you may see Irsig in the fifth or sixth inning. The highest leverage situation, I think, is when you need to bring in your best relief.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.